Good morning, everyone. We are live from New York and from Atlanta, Georgia, on this election day where America's exit poll is open.
Hi, this is Nellie from Ardsley, New York. Was second in line to vote in our very little village this morning, and by a few minutes after 6, there were 25 people in line behind me. Unheard of. And pretty exciting. And free coffee at Starbucks.
Free coffee or not, tell us your story as you cast your ballot, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Well, I'm really excited about this next segment. Tom Scheck is joining us from Minnesota Public Radio. Tom, thanks for being with us.
You got it.
Now, you just came from a polling place, and I want you to describe what that was like before we get into the really delicious details of that fabulously ugly Senate race you got going in Minnesota. Tom, what was the polling place like?
Well, I woke up at about 6:55 this morning and looked out my front window, and there's a polling place across the street, and there were 100 people in line already getting ready to vote. And there's also another polling place about a block and a half down, so when I was driving down the way, there was about 200 people in line there. Minnesotans really take their voting seriously. They usually lead the nation in voter turnout, and it's going to be evident again today.
It might not be this year, though.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
The Secretary of State here was talking about 80% turnout,
80%.
Which is 80% is pretty high.
Now, is the national race driving this, or is the Norm Coleman, Al Franken race driving this?
Well, the presidential race is driving it, but it's not as much in terms of who's going to win anymore. Barack Obama in polling has been polling between anywhere ahead of John McCain between 5 and 20 percentage points. The Senate race, this race between Republican Senator Norm Coleman, the incumbent, Democrat Al Franken, the former Saturday Night Live comedian, and there's also a third-party candidate, Dean Barkley, with the Independence Party. That's Jesse Ventura. Remember him, the governor of Minnesota? Dean Barkley is also running in this race, and he's polling at about 15%, which means it's pretty much about a 50-50 race. I think both are polling around 40% between Norm Coleman and Al Franken.
Is Minnesota a runoff state?
It is not a runoff state, so it's plurality. So whoever gets the plurality of the vote will win and go to Washington. I was talking to one of the folks with the Coleman camp today, and I said, you know, how's this going to turn out? And they said it's going to be really close. And then he said, I hate to say this, but could be recount close.
So let's talk about the polling then. Who is the Republican drawing? Who is Al Franken drawing? And who is Barkley drawing?
Well, at this point, Norm Coleman is drawing mostly from his Republican base, and over the last day, he's been really talking about core Republican principles, Second Amendment rights, he's against abortion. He's talking about keeping taxes low. Now, Al Franken is talking a lot about, you know, the change we need. He's trying to get on Barack Obama's coattails. But the problem is there's a lot of more moderate conservative Democrats who are looking at Franken, and they're saying, boy, I just don't know if I can vote for this guy. I don't know if he's serious enough to be in the Senate. And then there's a third-party candidate, Dean Barkley, is really drawing on the fact that there's a lot of folks out there who are just sick of the negative ads, sick of the ugly campaigning that's going on, and they're kind of trending towards him. Now, in the last couple of elections, those folks have kind of went back almost to the chickens come back to roost, so to speak, where they'll either vote for the Democrat or the Republican, in a sense. But we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot of folks who are just not happy with the ugliness in this race.
Tom, who's got the better ground operation, at least from what you can tell at this point?
Well, Republicans traditionally have the better ground game, and they've been bragging about that for a couple of weeks. But the Obama campaign said, hey, we got the biggest and baddest get-out-the-vote effort the state has ever seen. We're going to turn out voters in North Minneapolis. That's a lower poverty area in the state. They're going to turn out a lot of African-American voters. They're going to turn out voters in the suburbs who traditionally don't vote for Democrats. And they've been bragging that they're going to turn out also a lot of students, college students, who haven't turned out since 1998, the year that Jesse Ventura won.
Well, Minnesota certainly has a reputation for doing the unexpected, even though it's predictably in the national race a Obama column state. Tom Scheck, thanks so much for joining us from Minnesota Public Radio.
You got it.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.